In college, I read a one-volume history of the world by the distinguished historian William H. McNeill. Called simply enough A World History and published in 1967, it began with what McNeill and most other historians then considered the four wellsprings of human civilization. The Tigris-Euphrates Valley in modern Iraq, home of Sumer, oldest of all complex polities, the Nile Delta in Egypt, the Indus Valley in Pakistan, and in east-central China, the valley of the Huanghe, more familiar to Westerners as the Yellow River. If McNeill were writing a world history today, recent discoveries would force him to add two more areas to the book. The first and better known is Mesoamerica, where half a dozen societies, the Olmec first among them, rose in the centuries before Christ. The second is the Peruvian littoral, home of a much older civilization that has come to light only in the 21st century. Mesoamerica would deserve its place in the human pantheon if its inhabitants had only created maize, in terms of harvest weight, the world's most important crop. But the inhabitants of Mexico and northern Central America also developed tomatoes, now basic to Italian cuisine. Peppers, essential to Thai and Indian food. All the world's squashes, except for a few domesticated in the United States, and many of the beans on dinner plates around the world. One writer has estimated that Indians developed 3/5 of the crops now in cultivation, most of them in Mesoamerica. Having secured their food supply, Mesoamerican societies turned to intellectual pursuits. In a millennium or less, a comparatively short time, they invented their own writing, astronomy, and mathematics, including the zero. Indians took the first steps toward modern maize in southern Mexico, probably in the highlands, more than 6,000 years ago. Because modern maize is so different from its wild ancestors, most scientists believe that it was developed by a bold act of conscious biological manipulation. Arguably, man's first, and perhaps his greatest, feat of genetic engineering. Nina V. Fedoroff, a geneticist at Pennsylvania State University, wrote in 2003. And the results, the creation of a staple crop where none had existed before, permanently changed societies throughout the Americas. Maize in the milpa, or mixed-use field, the Yale archaeologist Michael D. Coe has written, is the key to the understanding of Mesoamerican civilization. Where it flourished, so did high culture. The statement may be more precise than it seems. In the 1970s, the geographer Ann Kirkby discovered that Indian farmers in Oaxaca considered it not worth their while to clear and plant a milpa unless it could produce more than about 200 pounds of grain per acre. Using this figure, Kirkby went back to ancient cobs excavated from Tehuacan Valley and tried to estimate how much grain per acre they would have yielded. The cob sizes steadily increased as they approached the present. In Kirkby's calculation, the harvest broke the magic 200-pound line sometime between 2000 and 1500 BC. At about that time, the first evidence of large-scale land clearing for milpas appears in the archaeological record, and with it appeared the Olmec, Mesoamerica's first great civilization. Based on the Gulf Coast side of Mexico's waste, on the other side of a range of low mountains from Oaxaca, the Olmec clearly understood the profound implications of the creation of maize. Indeed, they feted them in their art. Like the stained glass windows in European cathedrals, the massive Olmec sculptures and bas-reliefs were meant both to dazzle and instruct. A major lesson is the central place of maize, usually represented by a vertical ear with two leaves falling to the side, a talismanic symbol reminiscent of a fleur-de-lis. In sculpture after sculpture, ears of maize spring like thoughts from the skulls of supernatural beings. Olmec portraits of living rulers were often engraved on stelae, long flat stones mounted vertically in the ground and carved on the face with images and writing. In these stela portraits, the king's clothes, chosen to represent his critical spiritual role in the society's prosperity, generally included a headdress with an ear of maize emblazoned on the front like a star.